Burnaby, BC. The Parkland Fuel Refinery in Metro Vancouver is set to resume operation Sunday, 7 weeks after an unplanned issue forced it to shut down. A statement on Parkland's website says crews will begin the process by turning on the main air blower for the heat system at the facility in Burnaby, BC. The company says this essential step is expected to produce periods of elevated flaring and some potential for odors, noise and smoke. Once the facility is up and running, Parkland says it will move into the next phase of its operations by starting to feed crude oil into the refinery. The company says it's working closely with the community and regulatory bodies, and there will be continuous, independent air monitoring during the restart process. The unplanned incident on January 21 blanketed parts of Metro Vancouver with a heavy stench and caused more than 100 complaints from local residents. Parkland had issued an advisory on its website 2 days beforehand, saying people who live nearby may notice noise and higher-than-usual flare from the facility. Metro Vancouver monitors emissions of particulates, nitrogen dioxide and sulfur dioxide from the Parkland refinery, and the district told the public that air quality objectives for the contaminants were not exceeded during the incident. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 8, 2024. The Canadian Press.